From 99.9 The Fan, this is The Drive with Tim Donnelly. Sponsored by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at CapitalFinancialUSA.com.
For those of you that were up and still watching the draft like I was, a little adrenaline pop when all of a sudden that Panthers logo pops up in the corner.
I was like, oh, hey, hold on, wait, what is this? What is going on here? Hold up.
I believe my exact reaction was to no one in particular. Holy cow. Mm-hmm. To an empty living room. Nobody else there. Before we dive into Xavier Leggett being drafted by the Panthers after a trade up from the second round to the first round, at 4:33 today.
Yes.
4 o'clock and 33 minutes. Mm-hmm. We will be taking three contestants, to pick the first goal scorer for tomorrow's Canes game. That is the player and the period. So, again, if it were 2006, you might say Eric Staal in the first period. But you're doing that trying to predict for tomorrow's game. So Eric Staal, not a great choice. Jordan Staal is available. So we'll take three calls. The winner, if you do get it right, and you can't double up, so you can't pick the same person in period as somebody else of the official contestants. If you get it right, you'll get a signed puck. We have a whole bunch of signed pucks from some of your favorite Canes. You will get one of those pucks if you get it right. And then we'll take callers and tweeters and everything else. Tweeters, is that?
Yeah.
Twitter users. You can tweet at us your answers for bragging rights, but there will be three official contestants, and that'll all happen at 4:33.
Shout out to Brandy, who was not an official contestant, but did pick Burns in the first.
But for bragging rights, Brandy, spot on yesterday, Burns in the first. Maybe it'll be Burns in the first again. I don't know. That's an option.
Might be.
Now let's jump to the Panthers and Xavier Leggett. Here's my official stance, right? I'm going to get right to it. I don't love the player they picked, but I understand the execution of the trade and making the pick. Xavier Leggett is a one-year breakout player. That makes me so nervous. He was in college for 5 years. He was an elite player for one. This past year, he was great. He had a bunch of yards. He had a bunch of touchdowns. He has that one highlight where he caught it on the crosser and outran everybody to the end zone that they played 900 times on the broadcast yesterday when he was picked 32nd overall. He was very good this year. Prior to that, never even had 30 catches in a season. To show you how far back he goes at South Carolina where he played his college ball, he was a two-year teammate with J.C. Horn. J.C. Horn just had his post 3 year in the NFL 5 year contract, fifth year option picked up by the Panthers today. They were teammates for two seasons in college. When J.C. Horn left, Xavier Leggett still had 2 years of not great production before he broke out as a fifth year player. Seventh wide receiver off the board. Other wide receivers that I think were at least in the same tier, if not slightly ahead, still on the board. We're talking Mitchell from Texas. We're talking McConkey. We're talking Keon Coleman. Close, if not ahead. But I do get the execution of it by the Panthers. Flopping a fifth for a sixth and moving up from 33rd to 32nd. What that means is simply you get an extra year of control. You get an extra year of contractual control over Leggett, which matters, right? You get that extra fifth-year option that second-round picks don't have, that first-round picks do. From a team perspective, that could be millions and millions of dollars. What have we seen in the last couple of weeks? What have we seen over the last couple of off-seasons, actually? The wide receiver market is exploding. It is going bananas. What did A.J. Brown sign for yesterday? It's like $32 million a year on his extension. 3 years, $96 million.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
That's quarterback money. We saw Amon-Ra St. Brown, $30 million a year. That's quarterback money. So when we used to see teams that wanted to draft a quarterback like Lamar Jackson, they would trade up to the end of the first round to get the fifth-year option on their player. It makes sense now for wide receivers because they're getting quarterback money and you want to have as many years of leverage when you're negotiating that first-second contract. You know what I meant. That second contract, which is the first one that's not a rookie contract that you negotiate in the NFL. Let's jump to Dan Morgan there. We have a clip from Dan Morgan here on why they decided to move up and take Xavier Leggett.
We love Xavier. Everything he bought, not only as a person, but as a player, like his ability to attack the ball when it's in the air, his ability to run with it after the catch. He's just big, he's strong, he's physical. I think he has a lot of upside. So, you know, we wanted to take that opportunity to go get our guy.
Their guy. Their guy. That is the crux of it all. The question that is going to decide whether this was a good pick or not is, are they going to want to have him on their team for a second contract? And the only way that happens is if he is their guy and they are fully convicted and they give him the time to develop and they work with him and they know how to use his skill set. So when I say he's not the guy I would have picked at 32, they have every right to look at me and say, you don't have to coach him. You don't have to develop him. You don't have to put the right players around him and call the right plays to have him be successful. I get it. This is a bit of a flex pick from Dave Canales, the head coach. And by flex, I mean a bit of a show-off pick. Xavier Leggett has impressive raw physical ability. He is big. He is tall. He is strong. He is fast. He is a little less nuanced and savvy, and Canales thinks that he can turn him into a legit NFL receiver from a technique and play standpoint. It's also a bit of a flex play from Dan Morgan. Dan Morgan saying we can trade back 60 picks from the fifth round to the sixth round and still find someone of similar value. We won't be hurt much by that because we're so good at evaluating talent that we're going to find the guy that 50-some-odd teams between the pick we traded and the pick we're going to make won't see. That's what it is. You don't have to agree with it. You have to be impressed by their conviction in it. Xavier Leggett is either going to sign a second contract, a big extension after 3 years with 2 years of team control left, which will give the Panthers a steal because they have that 2 years of control and it'll lower the average annual value and it'll help with the cap. Or after 3 years, they're not going to want to sign the extension and it's going to be a bad pick. What's up to the deciding factor of that is what Canales can do with him, what Bryce Young can do with him, what kind of production they can have. I'm also going to give one more hat tip here. I think Dave Canales lied to us for the first time.
Oh, did he?
And I'm kind of proud of him.
Okay.
Because Xavier Leggett told a couple podcasts that the Panthers told him, we're going to draft you if you're there. And then Dave Canales came up with some story, and I have to admit, I bought it, where he said, like, no, it was a question. We said that to, like, 50 guys. What we said was, so we draft you, what happens next? I don't believe I believe that anymore. Once they draft Leggett, and he's on the Zoom saying, you didn't have to tell everybody we told you that.
Yeah.
I think Dave Canales stood up there and sold us a bill of goods. He said, I've got a bridge going over the ocean in Idaho. You interested? And we all went, uh-huh. So now we at least are aware that Dave Canales knows he's not under oath at the podium, which I think is important for an NFL head football coach.
I will say this trade is different than what we've seen in recent years with Scott Fitterer would use two picks to move up and take a guy like we saw last year, DJ Johnson, or the year before that. Well, let's take a future pick and a current pick to move up to draft Matt Corral and obviously all the picks they gave up to draft Bryce Young. As opposed to using multiple picks to get Xavier Leggett, like you said, it was just swapping. So Dan Morgan came into this draft before the Brian Burns trade, six picks, no first rounder. And he turned it into now seven picks with a first rounder. Like, when you look at it from that standpoint, pretty darn good job.
Yep. And again, it's the flex. Now they have to back up their flex.
Sure.
They have to say Xavier Leggett was the right guy. And Dan Morgan has to find someone of fifth round value with that sixth round pick. If they do that, geniuses.
Yeah.
If he's the wrong guy and the fifth round pick ends up being a Hall of Famer and your sixth rounder doesn't make the team, that's going to be tough to answer. David Tepper will like to see you in his office now.
Yeah, but if Leggett turns out to be the guy, then it's worth it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, by the guy you mean $30 million a year. Like,
yeah. If he's
guy.
if yeah. he's like your number one receiver for the next 7 years, then it's worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's what you're banking on.
That's a big if, but I'll buy that. You sign me up. Diontae Johnson is a number two. Sign me up.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's get back to the NFL draft. Peyton Wilson. I have to imagine today is going to be wildly, wildly, wildly nerve-wracking for Peyton Wilson. And maybe that's one too many wildlies, because you expect by the end of the day he's going to be living out part of his childhood dream of making the NFL. But he is a true wild card in today's draft. The linebacker from NC State, he was the best defensive player in the country, according to many awards voters, in all of college football this year. Here's why it's a wild card or a truly nerve-wracking day for him. He only needs one team to fall in love enough with him to draft him. That's everybody, right? But he strikes me as somebody that is a specific taste in the draft. He's an older prospect, he has an injury history, and he does not play a premium position, at least probably not his best fit. So I very much hope for his sanity and his family's sanity that he has an honest, guaranteed pick promise somewhere in the second round. Some team has told him, if you're there at 57, we're taking you. And you can trust us. And that his agent believes them, right? Because agent-team relationships are important, and they want to keep them happy for future negotiating and everything. So I hope his agent has a good relationship with the GM, and the GM has told them, if you're there at 57, we're taking you. Because I do fully expect Peyton Wilson, based on the tape he's put on the field over the last two seasons, specifically last season, will be picked somewhere in the second round. But he also has the quintessential slide kind of traits, meaning injuries, you never know how serious teams are taking him. And some have mocked him as late as the late third round. And if you fall beyond that, you're looking at waiting another day, which is brutal. Which is brutal. So I've said this for a while. I think middle of the second is the earliest you can expect him to go. And I would not hesitate to draft him in the middle of the second. And as I've said time and time and time again, I think contenders in the middle of the second round are where you should look for, because contenders are looking for starters. They're looking for people to help them win now. You have the Eagles at 50. That's the 50th overall pick, 18th in the second round. You have the Eagles at 53. The Dolphins at 55. The Cowboys at 56. The Bills at 60. Those are the teams I would expect. Because if you're looking to make a Super Bowl run, you don't need to draft a player who's, you know, 2 years from now is going to be ready to step up into a bigger role once he gets a little seasoning and development. You need a player like Peyton Wilson. And Peyton Wilson can just step in and play because he's physically, emotionally mature, his skill set translates, and he's been the signal caller on a defense in a major conference, which means the mental side of things are there. Ravens at 62, maybe? Lions right before that? There's some contenders that have picks starting about pick 16 or 17 in the second round. That's tonight. That's, I think, best case for him. Worst case, we don't want to talk about that, but it could be a long tumble.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Elsewhere in the draft for local guys, Graham Barton was drafted in the first round, offensive lineman from Duke. Looks like he's going to be the starting center out the gate for the Buccaneers.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
That's a great spot.
Right from the get-go.
That's a great spot.
I thought Pittsburgh maybe was going to take him, like plug-and-play start, but you know what? Tampa Bay, plug-and-play start right away.
Plug-and-play starter. The interior offensive line is more important for a guy like Baker because he's a little undersized, so he's going to want to step up. It's a position of need. They will value him. And what was it? Hembo, who does the research for Greeny Show.
Yes, Paul Hembo. If I remember correctly, Paul, yes.
He has a last name that's longer than that, but it's Hembo. That's how everybody knows him. He put together a list of the positions and the percentage of each position drafted in the first round. I think it's over the last like 20 years or something like that.
Yeah.
On how many times they got a second contract with the team that drafted him. Center was the safest pick in the first round.
I think it was like 11 out of 12 guys.
11 out of 12 guys got a second contract with the team that drafted him. Part of that is because there's not many centers drafted in the first round, which means if they're drafted in the first round, the team is like, this dude is a stud.
This dude's legit.
So that's what the Buccaneers are saying about Graham Barton. This dude is a stud.
It's crazy that he started as a true freshman at Duke, playing center, then got moved to left tackle
and
for 3 years.
And fought for his life out there, which he has. The crazy part is, if his arms were like 3 inches longer, he may have been able to stay on the outside, which is a more lucrative job opportunity. But because his arms are a little shorter, they're going to kick him inside. He has the center experience. He's now just going to be a bigger, more able center because of the experience he had on the outside. And oh, by the way, his freshman year that he started at Duke at center, I guess even that film impressed NFL scouts.
Yeah.
They went back to go like, let's just see what it would look like. And then went, oh. And this was years ago? And they were like, yeah, it was. So Graham Barton, get ready for a long career with the Buccaneers because first-round centers seem to just have that happen.
And Panther fans are going to have to face him twice a year.
Derek Brown will have something to say about that.
Yeah, he will.
A'shaun Robinson will have something to say about that. Shai Tuttle will have something to say about that. Mm-hmm. Should be a fun one. Oh, another one I want to talk about here, Cedric Gray. Cedric Gray from North Carolina, off-ball linebacker, surprisingly high on a lot of the best available charts. I saw him as a maybe squeaking into the very back of the second round, most likely middle third.
It's a good spot for him.
He may be higher than that even. I'm seeing him like teens, maybe even low teens on best available lists, which means – that would be, if they just go best available all the way through, that's top half of the second round. He is at what I call another safe pick. Good tackler. He's an off-ball linebacker, so you know, he's one of the better players at his position, even though you know he was never really considered a first-round pick. Another guy, similar to Peyton Wilson, contenders. If you want somebody to go out there and just first down, second down, be a sure tackler, and then come off in dime packages when they put the extra DB out there, Cedric Gray is like right central casting.
Yeah.
Walk out of there with 100-something tackles, very few missed tackles, and the occasional forced fumble and interception. That's right out of central casting.
And that's where a lot of teams can find, like, that late second, early third round, like you said, contenders. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what? We can get a plug-and-play starter where we can just – he's reliable, may not flash, but he's going to be reliable. You don't have to worry about him.
If you are the – Seahawks or something like that. I don't know why I picked them. I'm going to be mean to them. You might take somebody who you're like, this year, don't know how much we're going to get out of him. 2 years from now, he might be the best in his position in the league. If you're a contender, that doesn't appeal to you as much because you're like, I'm trying to win right now. Cedric Gray is somebody that comes in and contributes right away.
What about Gray or Wilson? Why not San Francisco? Greenlaw had the injury with the Achilles in the Super Bowl. Highly doubt that he's going to be able to play this upcoming season. If he is, probably limited in some way, shape, or form. Gosh, why not him?
If you put Peyton Wilson next to Fred Warner.
Yeah.
I mean.
God.
The coverage is what I'm thinking of. The speed and coverage. When another team thinks they got you into a bad personnel. Like, they got an extra linebacker on the – and we have all our receivers. I'd be like, yeah, but they run 4-4. So
yeah. Have you seen Peyton Wilson track down receivers? Because I have.
They're just bigger cover guys. That's not bad. Again, contenders.
Exactly.
The Niners. The Bills have I think, the 60th pick. Like, all of those kind of work into that if you're looking for a plug-and-play player.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.